Aircheckdownloads.com.
Red alert from Basement Jacks on Radio 1. If you want to get on the big shout, you're going to have to be quick. 08700 100 100 or email clive.warren@bbc.co.uk. Whether it be old people, phone rage, 08700 100 100 or clive.warren@bbc.co.uk. Apart from exams, what stresses you out? Actually, I thought I was going to be in for some phone rage the other day. I had to ring the Sky Digital helpline, and as soon as you get... Press the star key twice now, and then you get another series of options, and then another series of options. And you think, am I ever going to get through to a human voice? Went through all the options. We're transferring it to an operator. He must have picked it up within one ring and was very helpful. So pat on the back for Sky Digital's helpline. And Emma Jones from Newquay said, what was the tune that you played on your mobile phone? Let's have a look. It's the theme to Only Fools and Horses. I thought we already would have known that, but they were. What stresses you out is the subject of the big shout. By the way, I have got the prizes in front of me. We've got the Inspector Gadget video and the Craig David album. And the Inspector Gadget video comes with Gadget glasses, which have built-in windscreen wipers. Now you're interested. Dub Conspiracy presents Truth Faith on Radio 1 and Freak Like Me. It's 3:45. Scott Mills here from 4 o'clock with Radio 1's early breakfast show. And then the Sarah Cox breakfast show back in its rightful place, 6:30 this morning. Joined by Rajesh, your chance to win the chance to interview Craig David. 6:30 this morning with the breakfast show. Also, Dr. Mark Hamilton will be on hand to take your calls if you are stressed out with your A-level results, which are out today. We're doing things that stress you apart from exams this morning on 08700 100 100 or email clive.warren@bbc.co.uk. Got an email from Ian Bennett who says, that prat of a comedian with the big collar and the bald head and dodgy glasses who does a mobile phone commercial on TV. I don't know his name, but he gets right on my thrupney bits. I think that'll be Harry Hill then. Andy Ashcroft on the A1 at this time of the year when there's hundreds and hundreds of caravans on the motorway doing 45 miles an hour. How right you are. Also, Neville Knight driving his taxi around Portsmouth says, cyclists who go along the road side by side. Can we just put cyclists into the same category? Just cyclists. Never mind how they are. Because cyclists have their own kind of highway code, don't they? That they will jump red lights and then they will cross as if they're a pedestrian crossing the road. And I just find that really annoying. And I think you just got to be kind of like a little bit ignorant to be a cyclist. I have to say, I've never really liked them myself. Okay, who else is this? Oh, Simon Talton from Nottingham. People who just sit in the middle lane. You get a lot of that this time of night, don't you? So you have to just kind of like drive. What you do? I mean, you just sort of drive up behind them and then you have to kind of overtake them in the fast lane. And then you go all the way back over to the slow lane. And then they might get the hint. That usually works. But yeah, people who just sit in the middle lane of motorways, try it. Go up behind them, then take a right, go around the fast lane, and then right over to the slow lane. And that might make them think, oh, hang on, I might be in the wrong lane. I find that normally works. What stresses you out? 08700 100 100. Email clive.warren@bbc.co.uk. This is David Gray's Babylon on Radio 1.
Babylon.
David Gray, Babylon. This is Radio 1.
Babylon.
Craig in Newcastle, he gets very stressed when you make up a little white lie and then have to have so much stress trying to covering it all up again. Martin Whaley at Stansted, when you stop at a traffic light and the guy next to you tries to race you in his clapped out Ford Escort. A few more for cyclists. Cyclists are very unpopular, and I have to say, I agree with those. I'm not a big fan of cyclists. Donna Lloyd in Walsall, she gets stressed out by her mum and dad by not giving her enough pocket money so she can go out and buy the Craig David album, which is why she's up at 10:04 in the morning trying to win it off a national radio station. Who else have we got here? This is very annoying, very stressful. Neil Field from Fishguard. People who start a sentence by going, oh, no, I can't tell you. You know, when they sort of like build it all up, and then they go, oh, no, I can't tell you. That is very annoying. If there's anything that stresses you out, apart from exams, 08700 100 100 or email clive.warren@bbc.co.uk.
Hey, lad, you know we've been banging on about Robbie Williams.
Aircheckdownloads.com.